by people who take, for instance, Fuchs at Hopi. I mean, he lived and was, for all practical purposes, a Hopi, you know, for 15 or 20 years before he ever wrote a word, you know. So, you know, he has a real feeling for what the situation is. He was initiated into society. He was part of the kinship organization. And he himself said, well, at the end of this 15 or 20 years, he says, I can't think like a white man anymore. And then nowadays you're getting kind of a functional situation where they're looking for causes and effects rather than, you know, what hand you hold the rattle in when you dance the yay but you dance or something like that. Whatever. Sincere Indians, like, well, there's one guy, what's his name, from Santa Clara, that's an anthropologist.
Dozier?
Yeah, Dozier, Ed Dozier. But he's on it for his own trip, you know.
It seems that that's a sad case, and, like, he can do a lot. Yet, he's getting the recognition he is because he's using his background. And he's not even all, you know, he's not even full blood. It does a bit. You should try harder rather than taking advantage of the situation. Anything, you know, like they accept you as an individual, they accept you as a person. You're half this, half that, or you're something else or something that, you know. It doesn't matter to people. Sometimes you try to press a certain point too far, and you want her to be all that.
Well, I could have wished
she is. Yeah, that's what I mean, you know. Well, that's what she is, that's how she introduced herself.
I know,
herself.
But...
Well, why would it bother you?
You know, when they say, where tribe are you from?
Cherokee, you know, like everybody else.
Ooh, that gas stinks. Spill or something.
He must have, yeah. He built it up too. What's that, Ron?
Lander and Riverton, right in the heart of...
You know, grow into something well fine, well constructed.
It'd really be neat.
Because it can serve really good purposes. And you know, when something real good like that comes around, sometimes you think it may not work. It scares you. It seems like, I don't know if it would help this, but it seems like if they tried to get some people, whether they're young or old or college students or whatever, from, you know, different areas and different reservations to go out there. either trip out there, either trip back, and let you spend a month or so on it. But then a lot of the people that I would be interested going out there would want to go out there. That I would think that could contribute the most, they would want to go out. So, what does that mean?
This is what bothers me about the United Indians slogan, because they're not. You can unite a certain number of possibly the college student, hippie hangaround student, but I don't think they'd ever get, say, the Navajo tribe and back up the thing completely, along with the Santee and back up it completely, or whatever. I would be interested in interviewing Nakai to find out exactly what he thinks of it after he gets the little letter you mailed him the other day.
I wonder if Alice got hers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you mail
him? We flew into Alice.
To Richard Ellis or Florence Ellis?
Alice.
Oh, Alice.
Alice's restaurant.
Dr. Alice.
Yeah, you know, earlier when you said Ellis, I thought you were... Yeah. You know, and you too. And I thought, well, what do you guys want to talk to Alice for?
Alice.
Yeah, I know it.
Trips and such. Well, this is a different thing. We'll take an island.
sober, I doubt seriously that they'd have ever gone out there to begin with.
I know some of those people around there have been thinking about it, you know, but nobody made the initial move. I know it wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment thing that these guys did. I think that people had been talking about it for a long time before,
no.
And they said, well, let's
well, they might have talked
time.
About it. They might have talked about it and said, yeah, maybe it's a good thing to do. But it took them... It took the influence of liquor or something else for them to do it, you know.
Well, how come liquor had to influence?
I don't know. They needed
Irish courage or what? You know,
bottle of courage.
I think Alcatraz. I don't know how much it does this because I don't know all the people there. But I definitely do think that it does serve as a uniting force of the people that have been living in the Bay Area, say, for a number of years.
Yeah,
there's about 42-something organizations in the state of California. And this, in a way, unites some of the, well, maybe it's just another, you know, on that level, maybe it's just another group. But if it does get bigger, I think all those organizations will really consider or represent or however you say it. Another thing that I like that they really were stressing too is they said they like the kitchen that they have now. When they first got there, they used to just cook outside, you know, individual people cooking foods, and then they moved into the cells. Big dining room, kind of cold, I mean, you know, eating there too anyway. And they said now it's real good because you get to meet people that you may have never saw before, you don't work with, or you have no type of reason to talk to before. But this way, the way the dining room is set up now, and they like that, and I thought it was good too.